The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said that crises with nuclear undertones are festering across the world. He was speaking at the UN to review the landmark Non-Proliferation Treaty, which aimed to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons and eventually achieve a nuclear-free world. It comes as America accuses Russia of using Ukraine's biggest nuclear power station at Zaporizhzhia, which was seized early on in the war, as a nuclear shield during its attacks. Ukraine and Russia have traded accusations over attacks on Europe's largest atomic plant over the weekend. Ukraine said that renewed Russian shelling on Saturday had damaged three radiation sensors. The UN Chief General Secretary said, described the strikes on Zaporizhzhia as suicidal.
Any attack to a nuclear plant is a suicidal thing, and I hope that those attacks will end. And at the same time, I hope that the IAEA will be able to have access to the plant and to exercise its mandate competence. I believe that if nuclear weapons will be used, there is probably no UN able to respond anymore. We might all not be here anymore.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Well, let's talk now to Shawshank Joshi, defence editor with The Economist magazine. Shawshank, thank you very much for taking our call this afternoon. What is the situation now around this plant, which is not only Ukraine's biggest, but I think it's the biggest nuclear plant in Europe?
Yes, it is. We don't know the exact situation, but we do know that both sides have accused the other of attacking the plant. What I will say is that in the last several months, Russia has undoubtedly positioned military equipment in and around the plant and has fired outwards, probably in the knowledge that Ukraine will not fire back because it doesn't want to cause a nuclear catastrophe. This is, after all, a Ukrainian plant on Ukrainian soil surrounded by Ukrainians who still operate it, effectively held hostage by Russian occupying forces. And so it seems to me relatively unlikely that Ukraine has in fact attacked the plant with rocket launchers, as Russia says. That is probably more likely a claim intended to delegitimate the weapon systems that Ukraine is getting from the West than it is a accurate claim, although we can't exclude that possibility because we just don't have the information in enough detail.
What would be the risk to the reactors there of particularly a direct strike?
It would be catastrophic. We already have a claim from Ukraine's state energy company saying that Russian forces have struck with rockets the spent nuclear fuel rod storage site and in the process have damaged the radiation monitoring sensors. Now, these power plants are designed to take a certain degree of damage. They are pretty thick, they are pretty solid, but not all of their facilities are shielded, and they're not designed to take the full extent of modern weaponry of the kind that's being deployed. And if you had a strike on some of these parts of the plant, it could cause a nuclear catastrophe. It is, you know, absolutely mind-bogglingly irresponsible for Russia not only to have attacked and occupied the plant and to be forcing Ukrainians to run it, but also to be using it as a kind of human shield for its weapon systems. You know, we've never had a war of this kind in and around nuclear power plants. We've had occasional attacks on Israeli nuclear facilities in Dimona from drones, but we have never had a conventional war around nuclear power plants, and we really, really don't want to repeat that experience.
And the situation is all the more alarming because the plant is located relatively close to territory which is still being fought over by both sides.
Absolutely. Of course, as we all know now, that the center of gravity of this war is shifting from the east in Donbass to the south in Kherson province, Zaporizhia province, where Ukraine hopes to take back some of this land. It hopes to put Russian forces under pressure. Russia has been reinforcing the area with lots of battalions, anticipating this. And the artillery war in this area is hotting up. Russia is using more airstrikes, using more artillery. Ukraine is using rocket strikes from its HIMARS systems to degrade Russian ammunition depots and Russian facilities. So this is now near the major front line of this conflict. And I think Ukraine is not going to be foolish enough to try and assault this place. It's going to maintain a respectful distance. It understands the risks involved in this. But I think from Russia's perspective, they know that, and they are inclined to manipulate that by using the place as a sort of springboard, challenging Ukraine to say to them, well, either you take these blows and leave us, you know, don't you can't touch us, mm-hmm. or you come and strike us, and then you will bear the international responsibility and blame for the risk around this site.
Shawshank Joshi, defence editor of The Economist, thank you very much for that.